Mistletoe is a native plant with a reputation as an environmental vandal, killing precious trees and damaging animal habitats. But new research has found it also encourages some plants and animals. Two scientists have spent 5 years studying the plant's effects in rural New South Wales. They say local councils and land care groups should stop trying to cull the plant. Tom Nightingale reports.
The wiry red or yellow mistletoe is easily recognisable in the bush. Instead of roots, it extracts nutrients and water from a plant. It's native and is usually kept in check by possums or birds, or by fire. Most species of mistletoe are harmless, but some are more aggressive and can choke and kill gum trees. Associate Professor David Watson from Charles Sturt University.
To the general public, mistletoe is seen as a terrible thing. Most people perceive mistletoes as poisonous plants, as introduced plants, and as destructive things that kill trees. Pretty much all of those perceptions are fundamentally incorrect.
Over 5 years to 2008, he and another researcher removed mistletoe from some farms near Holbrook, north of Albury. They compared the changes on those farms with other nearby properties where mistletoe was left unmanaged.
And within 3 years of taking mistletoe away, doing nothing else, just removing mistletoe plants from the canopy, we lost more than a third of the woodland-dependent bird species. So to do one small habitat manipulation and see such a dramatic and almost immediate effect is very strong evidence and shows that it's not just an indirect effect. Mistletoe really does have a direct positive effect on biodiversity.
Mistletoe doesn't often kill trees because doing so causes it to then die. When it does threaten a tree, the usual response is for farmers, landcare groups or council parks workers to cut an infected branch off. Sometimes a tree canopy is removed. Associate Professor David Watson says those doing so are often too trigger happy in removing the plant.
And many councils have, you know, on the books, one of their policies is, you remove mistletoe, that's just part of good practice. And I would suggest that rather than being a good thing, that's generally having exactly the reverse effect. Mistletoe is a native plant. We've now got very strong evidence that it has a positive effect on biodiversity. Sure, in some areas, if you've got a particular tree of significance, cultural significance, it's a shade tree or it's a scar tree, by all means, get a cherry picker in, snip off the mistletoes. I'll tell you, it'll cost a lot. It's a fair amount of effort and it will come back. The reason why there's a whole lot of mistletoe on that tree is often because the natural controlling factors, whether they be herbivores like possums or caterpillars, or the occasional bushfire coming through, are no longer operating. So rather than seeing the mistletoe as a problem in and of itself, it's far better to consider it as an indicator of broader scale ecosystem health.
He spoke to the world today on a mobile phone from the Gundabooka National Park in the Sturt Desert, south of Bourke.
Yeah, the work we're doing out here is focused on a couple of different questions to do with why some kinds of plants seem to be especially sensitive to mistletoes, whereas others never, it would appear, are infected by mistletoes, suggesting that there's some sort of resistance mechanism going on and we're trying to pin down exactly what that is. Maybe there's genetic stuff going on. My hunch is there's some chemical factors going on.
The research is being published today in the Proceedings of the Royal Society B Journal.
Tom Nightingale.